Welcome back, love listeners. This is Built to Last, a bond more than love. I'm your host, Anwar Taylor. I'm a premarital and relationship coach dedicated to building healthy marriages and preparing you for life beyond your wedding. I'm also an author, speaker, and the facilitator of Lovers and Friends, an on-demand, online edutainment support system for your relationship. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the podcast where we turn our heartaches into your head start. All right, welcome back to another episode of Built to Last, a bond more than love. I have an awesome guest today, Ms. Danielle Armstrong of Danny Marie Events. She's going to drop some nuggets for you guys in terms of 2021 event planning, more specifically your wedding planning, because Lord knows COVID has turned it upside down. So Danielle, thank you for being here. Appreciate you coming.
Thank you so much for having me, Anwar. Yes, as you mentioned, I am a certified wedding and event planner out of New Jersey. And yeah, the wedding industry is at a place it's never been. Hopefully it will go back to a semi sort of pseudo normal. I don't really know, you know, to say if it'll ever go back to things that we've known with the super large gatherings and, you know, no masks and things of that nature. But I can say that at least it's still functioning, because at one point last year, it was not at all. So, you know, to say the least, at least there is some progress and people are learning to kind of evolve with the times and the situations.
Yeah. So let's talk about like what the new norm is, at least for right now, in terms of people's expectations, right? So let's just say, you know what, I propose to my girlfriend tomorrow and I am getting ready to start the wedding planning process. What should my expectations be?
Well, one, I guess if you're looking at this year as opposed to next year, because I do feel like there will be some vast differences, especially with those that are considering to get vaccinated and so on and so forth. So let's deal with this year if you wanted to do it this year. I would definitely say don't be closed-minded to the smaller events. Because for me, I mean, I love a great party. I love a big party. I love a big wedding, but I've come to really find out that like the intimate weddings, like those are kind of my jam. Like they're, it brings a whole other sense of community. And at the end of the day, especially when you have to consider skimming down your guest list, you're really gonna go with immediate family and close friends, as opposed to, you know, you're inviting coworkers and all types of stuff. So I think just understanding the level of intimacy that it brings really just, to me, heightens the day. So, you know, as soon as people think about it, they're like, oh no, you know, I wanna have 100, 150 people. And it's like, well, I mean, if you want to, I mean, there are some places that, you know, COVID is not real and it's fine. So I don't live there. So with that being said, you know, just understanding that having a smaller wedding doesn't mean it's minimalizing your wedding. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people think that, oh, if I don't have this grandiose occasion, it's not the same. And I feel like it still represents your day. You're just going to make it, you know, that much better. With that being said, also considering the venues that you're looking at, if they're complying with social distancing, with sanitizing, one thing that people are not considering is that they're just looking, oh, okay, this venue can house my 50 or 60 people. Yes, it can, but you also want to consider, are you socially distancing the tables? Not just, you know, having the venue accommodate you, but are they also spacing out those tables, spacing out the ceremony chairs? Like maybe they're just doing two chairs and leaving a space, you know, so couples can sit together and then still be space from the next, or the household members are sitting together, so maybe a party of four and five. So I think asking those questions and putting that into consideration, because you still may need a larger venue to be able to accommodate those space requirements. You know, even when it comes to food, you know, everybody loves a buffet, but you want to make sure like it's a staff served buffet as opposed to the guest doing a self-serve, because at least that lessens the amount of exposure that people are coming into contact with other people. The best option by far would definitely be a plated meal, just because at that point, you know, one server is bringing one person their plate, as opposed to even in the buffet line with self-serve, people are still walking by and in that space. And, you know, everybody may or may not have their masks on at that point. Also depending on how lenient the staff and the venue is. So, you know, that's a consideration as well. And then also thinking about what you're going to do for your guests to make them comfortable. So, you know, you want to let them know masks are required by us and also by the venue. If you're having a destination wedding, as far as the hotel, you want to make sure, you know, they know masks are required in the common spaces and so on and so forth. But even also going to the next level of providing masks just in case for your guests at the venue. And also with sanitizing stations, finding out from the venue, did they have them already built in? Do they have them available? And you can never have too much. So, you know, even when it comes down to the smaller details, like with favors, maybe you're giving out, you know, mini sanitizers to your guests, and they may have, you know, a little sticker that has your date and something, so you can still tie it into the wedding. So, you know, there's a lot of things to consider, you know, and again, it doesn't have to be a damper. It's just something where even when you're just planning events as a whole, especially corporate events, you always have to have contingency plans. So for me, I kind of equate it to, if none of this was happening and you were planning to have a wedding outside, you still need a plan B, because you don't know if it's going to rain. You don't know if it's going to be, you know what I mean? So with that being said, yes, the day is about you, but you definitely want to consider your guests' safety and comfort. So, you know, you just want to take those necessary precautions to make sure, because even with your guests, this may be the first time that they're going to a large event. So you don't know how comfortable they may or may not be in that space. So again, things to consider, but it's not the worst, and it's not impossible.
So something that came to my mind when you were talking is that, like, just from listening to you, and I know our audience is going to be thinking the same thing, like, yo, that's a lot. Like, like, that is a mouthful. Like, that is a lot. And so it can be overwhelming for a newly engaged couple to tackle that. So talk about your role as a wedding planner, as an event planner, how you help lighten some of that mental burden that that I'm sure that they just felt just now.
Absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, people don't realize, like, the wedding planner as a job is listed as number five on the most stressful jobs on the Forbes list. Wow. Like, it's that. Crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Wow. And, you know, one thing I've heard over and over again from my clients, and from just those in the industry, people don't realize the amount of details that go into planning. Now you add on a pandemic. Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a lot. So for me, my job all the time is to educate my clients, whether it be on how, you know, things you should be looking for in all of your other vendors, photographer, DJ, you know, makeup artist. So that's always still there. But with this, I'm definitely going to make sure, because at the end of the day, whether you're hosting an event, I'm helping you with an event, however the case may be, you always want to adhere to, especially now, CDC guidelines. So at the end of the day, that's something that, yes, it's great to make sure that you're doing for yourself and for your guests, but it's kind of something you have to do because God forbid something happens, somebody gets sick, they could potentially try and sue you. So with that being said, you know, again, back to the education, my job is to educate and make sure my clients are feeling the least amount of stress possible, because a lot of times people forget being engaged is such a unique time frame in your relationship, because you go from, you know, dating, courting, and then you know, make it official, boyfriend, girlfriend, that could be years. And then you have this engagement time frame, which can be anywhere from, I know someone that met their husband and they got married 3.5 weeks later. Don't do that. But but they're on their 20 right, but they're on their 24th year of being married. Amazing, but absolutely insane. So there's that. But then, you know, the normal time frame is anywhere between a 9 to 15, maybe even 18-month engagement. And then obviously the goal is to be married for the rest of your life. So with the engagement time frame, you're gonna have, it's not just the wedding planning, because you're also, you know, you're deciding on who you want to celebrate this date with, your guests, but also your wedding party. So you're figuring that out, as well as, you know, obviously the details, the dress, tux, whatever the case may be, the food, the venue. So my job is to basically keep you organized, keep the stress down, and also figure out how much help you want and need. You know, because there's different levels of planning. You can have a full service planner that literally comes on as soon as you guys meet, and they work from you from that day until, I don't even say the day after the wedding, because I still deal with my couples after the fact, like when they have anniversaries, I'm celebrating them. You know, it shouldn't be just that service during the time frame. Like, I really believe in creating a relationship. So at the end of the day, I do become their friend. I kind of become a little bit of a, you know, mediator and therapist at times. But, you know, but with that being said, I really am there to be the liaison for my clients and their vendors. I'm that point of contact that's helping to review contracts to make sure that, one, you're getting a fair deal, but also when it comes time to the day of service, the wedding day, that you're actually getting everything and they're executing everything that I'm helping to keep you on track with appointments. I'm going to some appointments with you if that's what you'd like, depending on, again, the level of service. And, you know, so those that then want partial, all of that stuff is included, as well as obviously, you know, there's venue searching and researching, helping you with invitations. I do have a service that I can track your RSVPs for you. Instead of you doing it, I use a lot of cloud softwares that also allow for collaboration, because as a wedding planner, we're not dictating and we're not taking over. I want you to be involved as much as possible. Sometimes schedules don't permit it, but I always give, you know, my clients that access, like, look, so you know what I'm doing and you know what you're getting. And it's not just like, oh, okay, I'm going to show up the day of and here we are. And then obviously there's month of coordination, which would really just be about 6 to 8 weeks out. Obviously everything entailing with setting up and being there on the wedding day. I'm still the liaison for your vendors. If you've hired most or all already, I'm going to introduce myself and let them know at that point I am the point of contact. I'm still going to review all contracts so that I'm familiar with the services you're supposed to be getting. And then also, one of the biggest parts of our job is putting together a detailed itinerary from the moment they wake up
Oh yeah.
till the reception is over.
Yep.
So, you know, that's a thing, because it requires constant contact with my clients, but also with the vendors, because you have to coordinate delivery times and delivery locations, whether it be they're getting ready at a hotel or they're actually getting ready at the venue. You know, making sure that everyone is on the same page, they're reviewing this timeline, everyone has a copy. Depending on if payments are due the week of or day of, I can handle facilitating those for the vendors as well. So, you know,
wow,
that's a lot.
You are super woman.
Wow. It's a lot.
Yeah, you are absolutely Wonder Woman. So let's talk a little bit more just about, like, if I'm newly engaged, like, how should I best prepare, you know, myself, and how can a couple best prepare themselves to utilize, you know, your services, utilize a wedding planner?
Great question. I would definitely say have also an open mind, because I feel like clients think they know what wedding planners do, but they don't. And what I can say is I definitely, as of lately, I've been getting a lot of inquiries, but then before we even get to, and mind you, I include a free complimentary consultation no matter what. Like, whether you book or not, it's free. Mm-hmm. Just have a conversation. And I've had a couple of people recently that didn't even get to that part. We scheduled it, and then they'll come back and they're like, oh, I won't be needing your services at this time. So for me, I want to know, did you go with another planner? Obviously, I know I'm not the only one out there, so it is what it is. But if not, then I want to know. So most recently I've spoken to someone and they said, oh no, you know, I actually had a conversation with my mom and my sister, and they said, you know, with their help, I probably need a planner. They're going to be able to do everything. I was like, oh, so I said, you know, that's great. That's absolutely great. And it's, of course, everybody's going to want to help you do everything.
Yeah,
absolutely. I said, but let's take the, even if they can help you, I said, let's talk about, or let's think about the day of, are they going to be setting up everything? Because now that totally takes away from your guest experience. Mm-hmm. Because now you have the mother of the bride and the sister of the bride, who I'm assuming would probably be a bridesmaid, if not maid of honor. So they can't get ready with you because they're at the venue or the church setting up.
Yep.
They can't stay for the full ceremony if it's in a different location, because now they're heading over, if they haven't already been there, to the reception to set up. And, you know, I really want people to stop believing what they see in these wedding planner movies. Now, I love them. I absolutely love them. But they are not true. Because again, there's just so much that goes into it. And again, and you know, and also for me being certified, like, I've gone through education to learn certain things with one, how to be the ideal client, not only for me, but for the other vendors that you are interacting with. You know what I mean? Because everybody is still, everybody has a craft. I don't know what it is to be a photographer. So even myself, I'm always, even when I form my partnerships, I'll ask, what is it that you wish as a planner that I knew, or that I am, you know, asking or preparing my clients before they have this meeting with you. And so for me, I just really wish people had a deeper understanding of the intricate details of what it really entails to be a wedding planner, not just, oh, you know, my cousins are going to help, or my best friends. And again, not to say that they can't help, but it's a job. So, you know, and I'm doing stuff on the back end pretty much every day, because some people don't realize, like, a full service planning package is a good 45 to 50 hours of work, inclusive of the day of the wedding. But, you know, there's a lot of research and emailing and connecting and scheduling. There's a lot of logistics involved. So I think I really wish people understood more of that. So what I've recently completed is a workshop for engaged couples, where it's a virtual workshop that kind of breaks down what it is to plan a wedding. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't hire a planner, granted, you know, it is to, excuse me, it is to help you realize the job that we do. But if it is something you decide to do on your own, here are the things you need to do. Like, you need to, you know, consider, it goes down to invitation etiquette. There's certain wordings depending on who's hosting and who's paying for the wedding. Mm-hmm. If, you know, different titles, if someone's a doctor, you know, those type of things, even to seating chart etiquette and actually learning how to plan out logistics. If you don't know how to do that, it can stress you, that alone. You know, I help with budget analysis, which people don't realize. And with that being said, you can have an overall budget, but if you don't know what a normal, you know, if a venue is trying to charge you 90% of your budget and you just love this venue, you may go with it and now wonder why you don't have any more money left for the rest of everything else.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what I do and what I wish, you know, again, clients had a better understanding.
Yeah, no, and I love the idea of having that workshop to just level set, because like you said, sometimes you don't know what you don't know, and you wind up,
absolutely,
you know, really putting yourself in a situation where, ooh, I wish I didn't, and I wish someone told me. And so, yeah, let's eliminate the pleading ignorance of I didn't know. Now
exactly.
You got the resources. I love it. I absolutely love it. And so you are mobile, right? You are all over the place in terms of your flexibility. So in terms of people being able to catch up with you, inquire about your services, you know, what's the best way to connect with you?
I'm everywhere. So my website, you can find me, it's DannyMarieEvents.com. Instagram, of course, the ever favorite. I'm at Danny Marie Events there. I have a business page on Facebook, also at Danny Marie Events. If anybody's new to the world of Clubhouse, I'm on Clubhouse. It's at Danny Marie Event singular on Clubhouse. But you can definitely find me there. And anyone, you know, that's looking to do the Engage workshop, that I have a separate page on my workshop. It's DannyMarieEvents.com/Engage workshop. If not, you can always DM me about it. And we can definitely connect that way.
That's awesome. And we're going to make sure that all of our guests have that information. We always put it in the description. So there's no excuses. No one can say, where did she say? Where can I find it? No, look below. So they'll have access to that. No problem at all.
Awesome.
And let's go to my favorite session. I'm a very, you know, behavioral. I think I can guess everything's, you know, life here. We're going to go to two truths and a lie. You know how we play it. So you go ahead and in any order, give me your two truths. Give me the lie. I'm going to try to sift through it and see what I can do.
Okay. I have driven across country. I love roller coasters and I love parasailing.
I'm gonna go with my first instinct and go off of the fluctuation in your voice when you said roller coasters.
And you are correct.
Let's go. For those who are just listening on audio, I was shadow boxing, air boxing just now. Very excited
about that. That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
It drives my wife nuts.
I believe it. I believe it. But I literally can't even say it with a straight face. Like I was really trying my hardest.
it drives her nuts. She'll say something like, Well, what I noticed, I was like, no, you kind of flared your nose up like 2 inches. So I kind of saw it like, like, why do you do this? I'm sorry.
Is funny. Also, you're someone I only need to speak to on audio on the phone. Okay.
As well, I love doing FaceTime with folks. I love being able. I should get into poker, but I don't have the capital for that. I'm not. No, but I really appreciate you coming on the show. This has been very informative. One for me, you know, as you were talking through it, I could literally picture, you know, the wedding planning process that my wife and I went through, and for sure, seeing it in hindsight is different from beforehand. So the
absolutely
amount of work that you put in is invaluable. So thank you very much for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. And when you guys renew your vows, you know who to call.
Look, don't think I won't. Do not think I won't. And so with that, guys, this has been another episode of Built to Last, A Bond More Than Love. You can get all of Danny Marie events, all her resources. You'll see it in the description below. With that, take care. Love you guys.
For all you love listeners, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of Built to Last, A Bond More Than Love. For more helpful resources just like this, connect with me on all my social media platforms, Instagram and Facebook at @real_relationships_matter, YouTube at Real Relationship Coaching, LinkedIn at Anwar Taylor, and at my website, www.realrelationships.net.